Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name's Chelsea, and I choose the activity.
And I'm James, and I choose the drink off my drinks trolley, which I'm finally reunited with.
I've really missed the drinks trolley.
I know. We've been separated.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point soon I should name her.
It's a her?
Yeah. Drinks trolley.
Well, maybe we should ask people to help you name the drinks trolley.
Perhaps. I will ponder that decision.
Well, just post something on Instagram. People can at least give you their suggestions, right? Then you can choose from the list, because no offence, James, your name selecting skills are absolutely diabolical. James said that if we ever had a child together, which is weird because most housemates don't have children together, he would call it Halogen.
Halogen, good name. I also think the middle name should be Nigel, because that is a dying name. If it's a boy, not if it's a girl, that would be bad form.
Hang on, let's just check this out. You want to call your kid Halogen Nigel Robinson.
Yeah. It's a good name. Good strong. It's funny though, isn't it? You've got,
that's actually what you go for when you have a kid.
What's your middle name?
What's the funniest name?
Nigel.
Okay. Shall we just do a little pact here?
Yeah.
Hand out?
No, I want to see what you're going to say first.
No, you're like this.
Yeah.
Let's not have kids.
Deal.
But yeah, if you're not following us already on Instagram, it's at Tipsy Tourism, funnily enough.
Tipsy Tourism.
Oh, sorry, just at Tipsy Tourism. It's not at Tipsy Tourism, funnily enough. I don't think that would fit.
No.
Not enough characters.
Tipsy Tourism on Instagram and Twitter.
And James will post a photo of him embracing the drinks trolley and ask you for your suggestions.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But it's very, very nice to be home and to reflect very briefly on last week's episode. We do need to address something.
Pissed in Poros.
We do need to address the marks we gave Pissed in Poros.
Yeah.
And just to recap, Pissed in Poros, if you haven't heard it yet, wow, you're really missing out on a highly professional episode.
Everything was closed. We just got pissed.
Correct. Whilst we're in Greece. These are the marks that we awarded last week. I'm going to get... Well...
I'm going to rate it 100.
I'm going to rate it 10 out of 10.
All right. We can work out that average at some point.
10 out of 10? Are you saying? Are you saying 100?
100.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's
quite high.
Above the scale that we imposed ourselves.
Yeah, and if we were to... We normally collate at the end of the series what marks things got.
Yeah.
Feel like...
I think I got a bit excited.
Maybe.
I think I had a bad pint. A bad Greek... One of the pints was a bit lighter than the others.
I think it was that cigar in that last cocktail you had.
It was a cigar and a cocktail and a bad pint. And I think he just tipped me over the edge. And I enjoyed it so much, I rated it 100 out of 10. So are we assessing the scores now?
I think so.
I'm going to... My actual non-pissed score is 6.
I'm going to give it a 7.
That is 6.5 average.
Yeah. I imagine, by the way, that if you went in the summer, it'd be absolutely banging. But it was quite quiet when we were there.
Everything was closed.
Yeah.
Anyway. Back to today's.
Today, would you like to know where we're going? I mean, you know.
I know where we're going. Yeah.
We are off to M&M's World in London.
Normally I would cheer there, but I'm not overly excited.
Why?
Well, I've been very proudly saying that I haven't been in there despite working a few metres away from that for the last 6 years.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, M&M's World in London is in Leicester Square, which is where...
I work.
You work.
Yeah. Just a quick one. Mm. Is it M&M's World? Or is it M&M World?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm just so used to saying M&M's.
M&M World or M&M's World?
No, hang on. Are they M&M's or are they M&M?
I don't know.
I think they're M&M's, babes.
Don't call me babes.
Okay. It did feel weird saying that, actually.
M&M's.
It's M&M's World Store, so.
Is it? Very proudly then.
Up yours.
Been saying that I've not been in there. However, there is a revelation. But before we go on to the revelation, why I've changed my mind and now I do want to go.
Okay.
Should we have a drink?
Yes. Oh, God. I forgot about this bit. Because we're back at home, which means it could be anything because you haven't just gone to a local shop in Greece and bought something that actually makes sense.
This is a cocktail.
Ooh.
Kind of. It is. It is. I've chosen today a very topical drink.
Yeah.
The M&M shooter.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I picked.
Is that a shot?
Yes, it is a shot.
Oh.
So, basically, it's made of two main ingredients, okay?
Yeah.
Amaretto.
Delicious.
So, I've gone for Di Serrano.
Cool.
That's there. And equal part of coffee liqueur, which is Kahlua.
Oh, don't start that again. Say it properly.
Kahlua.
Thank Kahlua? You.
Kahlua.
Kahlua.
So.
Hang on.
Huh?
Quick question.
Yes.
I mean, both of the drinks that you got out there, absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Where's the chocolate?
Well, the thing is, there's no actual chocolate in here, but mix these two together and it does taste of chocolate.
No way.
Yes, yeah,
like a science experiment.
Yeah, basically.
Like a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very into this.
What I'm going to do is put it in a cocktail shaker.
Okay. Oh my God, a shot gets made in a cocktail shaker.
Yes. And then we put that in there.
So it's equal parts, right?
Yeah. Cool. And that is roughly one measure of amaretto.
Delicious.
And then put in Kahlua. Kahlua? Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Or T. Maria, if you haven't got Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Kahlua. Bit of ice. Want to hear the ice go plop?
Always. My favourite sound.
Stand by.
That actually was very satisfying.
And then shake it up. Shaking it. And then pour it into some shot glasses. Absolutely jubbly. Ooh!
Oh, it's nice and foamy.
There we go.
That looks absolutely delicious. Cheers.
Cheers. It's nice.
It's got a bloody kick. Oh, my God. Was that really strong for you?
No, I liked it.
Absolutely delicious. Wow. I don't think I've reacted to tequila.
Pass your glass back. I'll just top it up and you can sip it. Yeah?
Hey.
What?
That aftertaste is quite M&M-y.
Thank you.
It is. Initially, I was like, nah, this isn't it.
I think it's to do with it makes it a bit hazelnutty.
No. You'll know what I mean if you're a fan of M&M's, especially versus Smarty. They have that really nice aftertaste. And I got that with that.
Amaretto. Di Serrano's a bit nutty, isn't it? A bit nut.
Almondy.
Almondy. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
delicious.
And that is a nut, and chocolate's made of nuts. So, in some way, sometimes. So, anyway, there we go. Stop waffling on and continue with why we've picked M&M World eventually. I honestly didn't want to go, but then there is a revelation.
There is a massive revelation, but we'll come on to that in a second. Let me just give you the basics. So, M&M World is a massive shop that sells, funnily enough, M&Ms and everything to do with M&Ms. It's been open in London since 2011 in Leicester Square, like we said. Big question. I know you haven't been to this one, but have you been to one in general? Because there are more than just one.
I think I've been to the one in New York.
I've been to the one in New York.
I think.
What do you remember about it?
Going up an escalator.
I mean, anything.
Thinking, this is crap.
I remember going in and thinking, this is incredible.
What?
Because the one in New York is in Times Square. I'd never been in the US. So Times Square is quite incredible. What an experience to go into Times Square. I know it's proper touristy, but it is pretty mind-blowing.
And what I want to see is some coated chocolate that will really make the trip.
I'd never seen anything like that by that point. I think I was 17. We went in. I had some pictures with some massive M&Ms.
Yeah.
Happy day. It didn't cost any money. My parents loved it.
It's a free trip.
Yeah.
Unless you buy stuff.
Yeah. So I was a big fan. But yeah, the actual reason why I've chosen it is because, and you might have seen it too, on TikTok recently,
yeah,
there were some comedians, Stuart Laws and Evelyn Mock, they went there because they had heard that there was a secret hidden bar.
And that is why you have my attention.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
And in the TikTok.
Secret bar in M&M World.
Yeah. In the TikTok, they were prodding doors, like trying to, like looking under mats, all that kind of stuff. And then they didn't show you how. But at the end of the TikTok, they were in a room with drinks and they had found it.
Okay.
And I'm actually a big fan that they didn't show how to find it, because that, for me, keeps the dream alive.
I mean, I get looking at doors, but looking under mats.
I added that to okay, it. Don't worry.
Okay, fine.
So what I want to do, because since this TikTok, there's been a lot of speculation. Somebody commented underneath it saying, yeah, I work here. This isn't a thing. Mm. And then Stuart, the comedian, said, I appreciate you got to say this.
Okay.
So there's a lot of those kind of back and forth. People have been looking for it. But I thought today we can go, we can do our service for this nation and go and find out for sure, for real.
We can find the M&M World secret bar.
Yeah.
And we will say where it is. I'm not going to hide and pretend and say, go find it yourself.
Oh, you're going to expose it.
I'm going to expose it.
You're going to lift the lid on the secret bar.
I'm going to be like, bust it open like Matt Allwright on Rogue Traders.
Hello, non-UK fans.
It's a great show.
So that's what we're going to do. I'm very, very excited about it. As always, we will be taking you with us. We don't just, you know, sit and record at home. We take you on the road. You'll be hearing the sounds of M&M's world.
Yes. You won't smell it because we haven't got any kind of recording equipment for the smells. No, it's just audio.
You might see a picture on like Instagram, but yeah, that's what we can stretch to. But this is an audio format, just in case you hadn't realised.
Yeah, we might take photographic equipment for there that photograph.
Yeah. But we like to try and find five interesting things that we both have to agree on. Have you done any research this week, James?
Listen.
No, then.
I always deliver the goods. So, yes, have I done some research?
I can't wait. I honestly can't wait to hear your top five.
Is my research on M&M World? No. Oh, God. Is the research on other things? Yes. So don't worry about it.
Oh, can't wait to hear it. I can't wait. It's normally at this point that we do a shot and a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
For Patreon. Yeah. I've said that to, yeah, so you can get ready. What are we having this week?
Well, I'm just going to continue with the M&M shooter.
Yeah, it's Yumbo. Delicious, and hopefully I won't like nearly die this time. If you're wondering why we're doing this, we have a Patreon. You can visit it. It's patreon.com/tipsytourism. And basically, it's a way that you can help support the podcast. And there's some perks. So you can get the episodes early and without adverts. One of the tiers on Patreon, you get a shot, you get a shout out. And this week, it is to Tetley.
Tetley.
Like the tea.
Lovely Tetley.
Thank you so much, Tetley. We really, really appreciate it. And this shot is for you. What did you just say? Thanks.
Yeah.
I said fucks.
Fucks. No, I didn't say fucks. Thanks. We can't end on a swear word.
No, we can't.
But let's just say let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. Speak to you there. In my favourite part of London. I always go on about it, don't I? I always say how much I love Leicester Square.
Why do you hate Leicester Square so much? This is where I work.
It is
my least favourite part.
Every morning.
You went there.
I went there.
So, you went there, and we're going, how many steps over? Not many.
15? Less than a 60-second walk.
Yeah.
And as I've said, quite proud that I've never set foot in this building before.
It's the last time you're going to be able to say that, though.
I know. I've been in the building above it. It's a nice hotel above it, right?
You've been for cocktails.
I've been for a cocktail in the W Hotel. It's very expensive.
Before we go in, do you want to really quick fire bit of history?
Yes.
So.
Pacey.
So in the 1940s, two fellas, it was Forrest Mars. Mars off of...
Forrest?
Mars Bar. Big chocolate magnates.
Yeah.
And Bruce Murray, the son of Hershey's chocolate president, William Murray.
Bruce?
Yeah. They came together, and what do their two surnames start with?
Bruce and Forrest.
M&M's.
B&F.
Mars and Murray. So that is the reason why they're called that. Yeah.
At least you don't need to argue whose name puts first.
No, exactly. And they started production in 1941, but
first,
they were just sold to the US Army. Any of that interesting enough for you, sir?
Yes.
Yes?
That's interesting.
Yay.
Mars and... Well, just purely interested in that the guy's name was Forrest. And how many other Forrests do you know apart from Mr. Gump?
I think you are very, very easy to please. Right.
Yeah, right. I'm only going in it, by the way, because there is that bar.
Okay, well,
somewhere,
let's
apparently.
Hope there is. We are going in.
Here we go. Oh, now I can't say I've never been in here.
It smells of chocolate.
It smells
so good.
Very strong. All right. Firstly, it's so bloody big.
It's huge.
And there is not just chocolate in here. Behind Chelsea, there is a car.
There is.
The blue M&M, the one that has the... Is that a bow tie or a goatee beard?
He looks very suave.
The one with the bow tie, obviously, he's driving a car across Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
But it's huge. And apparently, it is the world's largest chocolate shop at 35,000 square feet.
No bigger in the world.
There's the biggest chocolate shop in the world.
And we've got it here in London.
And here it is. Well, it's not just chocolate, though, so I can't, like...
Oh, are you going to go to Guinness World Records and say, excuse me, this is incorrect?
Mr. Guinness. Arthur Guinness. Because I know his name now. It's not just... look at this. The bloody T-shirts. And there's a cushion. And there's some Christmas pyjamas. That's out of season. But looking at other shops this kind of size around Leicester Square is £2 million a year in rent.
What? Hang on.
£2 million. I'm doing that little thing where you put your little finger up to your bottom lip, like Dr. Evil.
$1 million.
£2 million a year.
For the rent of a shop?
£2 million divided by 365, because that's how many days are in a year, did you know? That is £5,479 a day on just rent to break it. That's a lot of chocolate.
They've got lots of people working here.
They've got staff.
Someone's got to clean the M&M car.
They have electricity.
Yeah.
They have stock to buy.
Well, you're going to have to bloody buy some of these Christmas pyjamas, James. Help them out.
I'm not buying them. I've gone anywhere near them. But what the M&M guys said was they come up with a new twist on an old saying, which was build it and they will come and then spend £30 on an M&M themed beach towel.
Do you know, by the way,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Yes, thank
largest,
you.
Largest in the world. I'm a big fan of those big stats.
Thank you.
Do you know how many of these there are in the world?
No.
There are eight
M&M worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I've checked off this one now.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think this was the fourth one.
Better get a selfie.
Yeah. So...
Oh, this is the fourth one.
Yeah.
So there's four newer ones.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, in the old set.
But at least it's the biggest one. At least we can hold on to that. Come on, London.
Yeah.
You're the biggest.
I haven't found the bar yet. So if it is the biggest, then I can't find the bar.
Yeah.
It's going to be even harder.
Oh, my God. It's going to be
try
a
that
nightmare.
Door.
There's so many doors. No, it's not
a door. A staff door. Shouldn't have tried that. Right, let's keep looking.
Yeah, let's keep looking. Over here, there's loads of doors.
Let's go.
Look who we've got here.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Red M&M.
Red M&M.
A classic.
A classic one.
Yeah.
Something very unbelievable about him.
What?
His eyebrows don't attach to his actual head. They just float above it.
That is the problem you have with...
yeah.
With a cartoonized...
Everything else is fully believable. But those eyebrows, mate, they're not fooling me. Those white gloves, smash them.
Yeah. Sneakers, on point.
Yeah, but those eyebrows...
Nope.
That is, I'm not being fooled by that. I'm not an idiot.
Well, many a people missed the red M&Ms for 10 years when they totally disappeared.
Was he jailed?
Yeah.
Was
he? Did something wrong? And they had to put him in jail?
Bank heist went wrong.
No. Basically, in the early 70s, a study came out from Russia that linked red food dye to cancer in humans. Not good at all. They did lots of tests. Anyway, it turned out there was none of that in the red M&Ms at all.
Oh my God, thank the Lord.
It was fine, but because it was a bit of a news story,
yeah.
You know, it was almost like guilty by association.
Yeah, I was thinking then I had a red push pop back in the day.
Yeah, so they got rid of it just so that the public wouldn't be, you know, scared off by the old red M&Ms. And what happened was in 1982, an undergrad at the University of Tennessee named Paul Hethmon. All right, Paul, probably listening.
Paulie.
All right, Paulo. He decided to create the Society for the Restoration and Preservation of Red M&Ms.
Mm.
And it was a bit of a spoof on, at the time, they had like junk mail campaigns where it asked you to send a check for $1 or whatever to sign up for membership, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So he did the same thing. It was 99 cents for a lifetime membership. The joke, it caught on, and even to the extent where the PR manager at M&M's and Mars applied for lifetime membership.
And you got it?
Well, 4 years later it came through, but they believe that was like the first starting of them going, do you know what, should we bring our red back?
So they weren't safe, and now they are safe.
No, they were always safe.
Yeah, no, but they thought they weren't safe, and then they...
The public perception was that red wasn't safe.
Because danger, red light means danger.
Yeah.
Tune. Okay, that's interesting. Like that. Yes. Like that. Don't like your eyebrows. Don't trust you. But I know you're safe to eat.
And do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm always really happy when we get across an important message on these. People think this is just an entertainment podcast.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's information, awareness, and advice.
Info.
Whilst we're here.
Yeah.
We are very good. Look, are we
back? Are we backstage now?
Right.
Yeah,
we've come, basically, there's a lift and the stairs to the other floors. There's a two-way mirrored door there.
It says a no-entry sign on it. I get fines when I drive down them streets in London. No, that's the staff room.
Give it a go, you never know.
It's bloody locked, isn't it?
I swear to God, there are so many doors in this place.
Right. I wonder if it's just signposted. What's down here? No, fire exit.
Do you think, James?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in a shelf, you have to pull a book. I think it might be too obvious if it's a door. I think we need to start pressing bits of merchandise.
Yeah. I'm going to get one of the staff in a headlock. Oops. Loads of little shot glasses.
Can't believe it.
How much is that?
Jesus Christ.
$6.99 for a shot glass.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Got to pay the rent.
Yeah, they need to shift how many of the room? 1,000.
Don't need
a thousand of them, they've made $2,000 profit for today.
Oh, well done.
Quick maths.
Should we just do a shot?
Yeah, I think we should. Right, come here.
We need to hide it. It's in the water bottle.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, I'm very thirsty.
A shot of water. Coming.
All this smell of chocolate is making me thirsty.
It really is, right.
Yummy.
Oh, that is so delicious.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I could drink that forever. It's so nice. If you've got a sweet tooth, you need to get on it.
Yum. Mm. Ooh. Should we get a glass to put it in?
Should we just use it and pop it back? There's a toilet around there. We can just wash it out.
We'll just pay 14 quid and we were out. We go... Chuck a 20 at them, go, keep the change, you big red bastard. To the M&M, not to any of the staff.
No.
You could frown upon the call staff who work in retail. Bastards. You should. What am I doing? Don't call anyone bastard.
Right. I feel like with every sip you're getting more and more offensive.
Right.
We are here for a reason.
Don't call anyone bastards, not even the red M&M. Even when he was in his danger years, but they weren't dangerous.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Right, I'm thinking.
Ooh, hold on.
Maybe it's in these like stairwells somewhere.
Is it? That's a fire panel.
Yeah, but is it?
That's the smoke extraction system.
Don't touch that.
Okay, what are we near now? M&M's. Correct, we're the M&M shop. Just as a little reminder.
Just in case I've forgotten.
Here we are, M&M shop. And if I say pop stars, do you associate M&Ms with pop stars in any way?
No. No.
Well, sometimes pop stars on their rider like to say, I want M&Ms, but none of the purple ones, or just pink M&Ms.
Yeah. I mean, you've chose two colours there that aren't the standard ones.
Yes, they're not. But what colour are these?
Brown ones.
Brown ones. Now, everyone loves brown ones, but
I love brown ones.
Not Van Halen. Oh. So you know Van Halen?
The band.
Yeah. Jump.
What a classy tune.
Absolute tune. Anyway, stop distracting me. Van Halen had a picky rule, and they asked for all of the brown M&Ms to be taken out of the M&Ms in their room. This is their rider here. Munch, so their hot drinks, munchies. Potato chips, nuts, pretzels, M&Ms, and then in capitals and underlined, warning, absolutely no brown ones.
And it's underlined.
It's underlined and everything.
Yeah, very serious.
Now, what they would do is they didn't actually care whether there was any brown ones in or not. It was to make sure that the promoter had read all of the terms and conditions and wasn't going to muck up any of the sound, because if they've gone through in detail and read everything, then they wouldn't mess up the sound. So if they didn't have any brown M&Ms when they arrived, they knew if everything would be all right. But if there was some in there, they would go home, still get paid for it because it was in their contract. And sometimes Van Halen would trash the place for good measure.
Right, I was really with them until that last one. That's quite excessive.
It's fine, yeah, they said that. It might be not attentive enough or cater to their security needs.
I feel like they're trying to get away with
bloody smash it up. There we go.
To me, I kind of get what they're getting at. It's a nice theory.
Yeah.
But imagine if it's like they're given the rider drops the intern that day. I feel like they're being a bit harsh.
Read the contract, guys.
Well, but that is very interesting because I have heard of that being a rock star thing. Do you know what? I think I've only heard it referenced in Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap, and they probably reference Van Halen.
Spinal Tap, if you haven't seen it, is like a spoof documentary about the rock industry.
It's brilliant. Interesting?
Yes, you can have it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Just one.
Do you know what I'd love the final interesting thing to be?
Yeah.
Finding this bloody bar.
Come on. Where's the bloody bar?
Come on.
Where's it at?
Come on. Someone's got it out. Right, I'm sorry, but I think only one of us has taken this seriously. I am literally, like, prodding jars of M&Ms. James, nowhere to be seen. Can't see him trying to, like, access any doors, speak to anyone. Where the bloody hell has he gone? What are you doing?
Hello? I'm printing my face on M&Ms.
What?
Well, why not? Why not?
Oh, my God, you can do that?
Yeah. So, I'm going to take a photo and slap it on...
Oh, can we both go in it?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Just at the photo point. Little stool here for the... Oh!
There we go.
By stool, I mean to stand on. No one's done a protest.
Not a brown one.
Right. Oh, we can move the camera down with the buttons. How do you do that?
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Right. We'll just go on our tiptoes.
Ready? Oh, should we get the Tipsy Tourism water bottle in too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'll take a picture. It'll be 3, 2, 1, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, my God.
How's it going to look?
Let's see what it looks like.
Perfect.
I love it. It's got a water bottle in it.
Right, should we have that?
It is the wrong way.
We'll just eat them in the mirror.
Okay.
Right, choose your favourite. That one.
Yeah.
You have 3 designs left. No. Design. I don't want to choose another one.
It's 20 quid.
20 quid?
It's 20 fucking quid, James.
20 quid for a regular cup.
Oh my God, is it really worth it?
Check it.
Are you actually going to buy 20 pounds? Is this to help their rent?
Yeah, to pay for their rent.
Oh my God.
I guess finalise order.
To be fair, it's free to come in.
Yeah, it is free.
And I feel like, you know, this is our thank you. Oh my God, I can't believe
I
spent 20 quid on a cup.
Absolutely, Mark.
It better be the biggest cup I've ever seen.
What's next? Add some colour.
There's light blue.
Light blue, some yellow, please. Are there different flavours? Are there different flavours?
No, just colours.
Some white.
There's white? Yeah.
White, green, yellow, and white.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's very clever.
That is amazing. James?
Yeah?
I have pushed every door in this damn place.
I'm surprised we haven't been ejected.
Me neither. I've used up all my hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
I'm touching stuff. Right, let's ask one more person. Before I give up.
Yeah, okay.
I really want there to be a bar.
Where is the bar?
I really, really want there to be a bar.
Where's the bloody bar?
I think we need to do a new tactic. When we go speak to someone, we need to say to them, how many times do you ask about this secret bar? Like, casual, jokey.
Okay.
We need to get them on side.
Let's go. Excuse me. How many times a day are you asked about a secret bar?
He was sound.
He was very good.
I loved him. But...
No, it was just a TikTok thing. Bloody TikTok.
Yeah. He said that it's the guy, they don't know how he did it. They think he might have photoshopped it, but it's just one of the back areas, but it's not a real thing. And he did say...
It's always in the back area.
He did say, you guys seem cool, so I would tell you.
He pointed at me.
I think he meant both of
Fine.
Us.
Okay.
I mean, I would love it if they're all in on it and lying.
So you've dragged me here.
But I don't think they are.
There's no secret bar, is there?
Mm?
There's no... I've spent 20 quid on M&Ms with my face on. Right.
Right, I tell you what.
I'm getting out of here now, yeah.
What about we go home
yeah.
and I make you drink instead?
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. But we do need one more interesting thing. I'm going to tell you that as we leave. Back in Leicester Square, where the air does not smell chocolate tea. Oh, oh my God,
that's the square smells fresh.
I know, compared to in there. Well, the M&M world smells absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
It smells lovely. Okay, since the last interesting thing wasn't that there's a secret bar, which I'm very gutted about.
Livid.
I do have another thing for you, which actually I think is a pretty decent one.
Go on.
When preparing to film the movie E.T.
Yeah, great film.
Have you seen it?
I recommend it.
You have not seen it, have you?
I have seen it.
Who actually?
Yes, I have seen it. Everyone's seen it.
I know, but you've seen about 20 films.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg, director, he approached Mars and said, can we use M&Ms? So picture the scene where the little boy Elliot lures the shy alien out of the forest with sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Say yes to that.
So he went, M&Ms.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the sweet? And they went, no.
Why?
Well, apparently some people say it's because their ad budget. So some say it's because the ad budget was too full, and others say they didn't think the movie would be that big. Anyway.
Well, Mars, you're wrong.
They end up going with Hershey's, Reese's Pieces, and in the 2 weeks following the film's premiere, their sales went up 65%.
Woohoo!
So M&M's, you missed out.
Missed out.
Forest.
On a classic.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
And that's right. The full set.
Let's get back for more drinks. Yeah. I want to get out of here.
I know. We need to get over our sheer disappointment.
I think it's time.
For?
What do you think?
Shottage!
No.
Oh, what?
We did not spend £20 for me to have had to sit on the tube home without eating our own faces on some very expensive M&Ms.
Here they are.
Oh, pass it over.
Right. You're going to nibble your face, or you're going to just swallow it?
I'm going to swallow it whole. In one.
Like a paracetamol.
Tomato, tomato.
They taste like M&Ms.
But with that added beautiful extra... with our faces on it.
Do you think it's Sharpie? What it's drawn on with?
Oh, my God.
Let's not say it's poisonous, because they've got a big legal team, I've heard.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be poisonous. We got them in the tipsy tourism colours. Do you know what? I'm happy with that. Maybe I've had a few shots. Who knows? Speaking of which...
Huh?
Shots.
Right.
I can't believe we spent 20 quid on bloody
20 quid?
M&Ms. That's ridiculous.
Idiot.
I'm going to do mine and chase it with some M&Ms, so give me a few more.
Bloody hell.
I want the real hit. Right, ready?
Yeah.
Cheers. Chuck them in.
Yummy. So, already, tell you, not impressed.
Whoa.
Livid.
Hang on, you can't go waiting
in... No free bar.
...with allegations like that, and I'm off mic chomping away.
That's right. A stupid place.
I mean, I am a bit gutted. Actually, a bit is understatement of the year. I am gutted.
What a ridiculous shop. Right, let's start with the usual question. Did you have fun?
I mean, I did actually have quite a lot of fun going around prodding the doors.
Did you?
Because we had something we were looking for, it was quite fun. I enjoyed that element of it. Probably much more so than if we'd just gone in.
That's true.
If we had just gone in, and I feel like I'm kind of wading into the needs improvement here a little bit, it's the world's biggest chocolate shop.
Yeah.
It's not. Let's just say that right now.
No.
Lies.
I haven't been in many chocolate shops bigger than that. I can't think of a bigger one.
No, but I would say the square footage, or however you say that, is the largest, but there's a lot of space in there. Like, it's like a roller rink.
Here's the problem. A lot of the place is not full of chocolate. It's got its big chocolate wall and whatnot, but let me tell you some of the crap that they're selling in there. Hoodies, T-shirts, socks. Who is buying M&M socks?
I mean, I did see a tie-dye cap and I did want that.
Aprons, baby grows. Lounge shorts. Who's buying? Oh, do you know what I want? I want red lounge shorts with a face on with some floating eyebrows. Slippers. Who's buying slippers? Who's buying an M&M stainless steel straw tumbler? Not for me. A mug. So much stuff in there. to do with M&Ms.
There is, but you've got to kind of give it to them. Like, they've really gone for it on the whole capitalism kind of vibe. Don't you think? Right, this is what I want to know, though.
Loungewear.
Right, prior to the first M&Ms World opening, was there a cult following of M&Ms?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. But it feels like they might have created their own cult by having the M&Ms World.
Yeah, but you don't see it. You don't see it. You don't see people queuing up to go, oh, God, the new red M&M slippers are out today. I best go and get in the queue.
But you, no,
there's no TV crews like when a new iPhone comes out to go, oh, let's see it. It's not like that. It's stupid.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that there are, outside of like COVID times, there are queues to get into M&M world.
What's wrong? It's just people like us who are, there must be something good in there, that mindset. To find it.
Well, no, it's that classic thing of seeing a queue and thinking, that must be good. I think that's what the whole M&M's world is based on.
Yeah.
The fact that other people go, it's in a popular hotspot, it must be good.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
What was your favourite part?
After that, my favourite part was getting our faces printed on M&M's. I really like that. It was really fun, wasn't it?
That was good. The whole process, how they did that, in fairness, is quite good.
Also, their wall of chocolate is really impressive. Like, it would be better if all the walls of the entire thing were chocolate. That would make it more the biggest chocolate shop in the world.
Correct.
But the wall that they do have, it is quite cool. They've got every single colour M&M in its own, like, little chute. And you just see people going around and filling them up. And it is proper Willy Wonka vibes.
No, that is good. And the whole process, so you have your photo taken, go and pay for it. And then you tip your M&Ms into one funnel, scan it in another funnel, and then they come out another funnel into the little tray. And that whole process is quite, that is Willy Wonka-y as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Enjoyed that bit.
What do you think needs improvement?
No more slippers.
Okay. I love that that's what you're saying, when there's an obvious improvement that needs to happen.
They need a bar.
Yes, they do.
They need a bar in there. And if they're lying and one day it does come out, then I'll be storming in there and buying a drink.
Take my money.
But they need a bar.
Yeah, I feel like because it's gone viral on TikTok, and whether or not it's a joke or not, right, they should be capitalising in on it. We would have spent £12 each on a drink.
I spent £20 on some chocolate.
Yeah.
God knows how much the cocktails would cost.
Oh my God, 25.
But if you work at M&M's, at M&M World, or the slipper factory that makes the M&M's, get in touch with your bosses and go, should we stick a bar in it? They've got enough space.
Oh my God, there is so much like spare space in that shop.
Oh, yeah. But they need a bar and some more interactive stuff.
Can you pitch me some interactive ideas, please?
My face printed on some slippers. That's what I'm thinking.
Then you wouldn't have a problem with the slippers.
Just my face printed on stuff. Or like
just
if you
yours could, or everyone's.
Yeah. I wish I had seen whether you could like print anything offensive. I don't quote me on this, but I think you can upload a photo from your phone to print on them.
Right.
And then that can be anything.
We were in Warsaw and we went to a place where you could print a picture on top of a coffee, and we decided to do one for each other and get it ordered. I went for the classic, will you marry me, on top of a coffee. It was really funny.
What did I do?
You photoshopped a picture of me with a knob on my head. But it didn't, when it came to the table, it was just Santa Claus, because obviously they had gone, we can't do that.
Oh.
And they put on a generic Santa.
It was a knob-free zone.
Yeah.
Maybe M&M World could be a knob-free zone if they detect it.
And you just get like a standard. If someone could test it without like scarring any of the staff.
Yeah.
Like, please don't get your knob out in M&M's
World. No, I mean, you can just blow a cartoon knob.
Yeah, exactly. No,
that's what I mean.
I'm
just
putting it out there. Like, we're not saying any actual knobs.
No,
okay?
No full frontal. That's frowned upon.
Yeah, so you can like draw it, you know?
Like the classic.
Like a rocket.
Meat and two veg.
Correct.
The elephant.
Yeah, if someone could test it for us, that would be absolutely
brilliant. Was it worth it?
I mean, it was free to go in.
Mm.
We chose to spend the 20 quid. We really didn't have to. And you really don't have to when you go.
It was a voluntary transaction. That's how most retail opportunities exist.
Yeah. So was it worth it? If it wasn't for searching for the bar, I think I would have been in and out in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So was it worth my time?
No.
Was it worth my money? Yes.
Yeah.
So take from that what you will.
And finally, your mark out of 10.
I am going to give it.
Yeah, I've got my fingers held up with how many I'm going to
vote
for.
Okay, I'm going to do that too, fingers, okay? In 3, 2, 1, 3. 2. Oh.
2 points.
That's the lowest we've had for anything. That's even lower than Marble Arch.
Oh, is it?
That's much lower than Marble Arch in Series 1.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's a shop.
It is a shop. We went to a shop.
It doesn't feel like a tourist attraction to me.
If it has a bar, add 7.
If it had a bar, it would have been another 10 out of 10 for me the second probably week running.
But that's what I'm voting.
We're very easy to please.
A big fat 2.
And a 3, so average score, 2.5.
2.5.
Thank you, B in GCSE Maths. As always, thank you so much for listening. Oh, do you know what? We've had some good reviews of recent. I was just checking it out. By the way, if you want to leave us a review, I believe you need to be listening on Apple Podcasts. You go to the page that has got all the episodes on, keep scrolling down, and you'll see the stars. 5 stars, please.
Please.
And then you'll see something that says write a review, and that's where you do them. Let me read you this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fave. It says, Chelsea's presenting style makes her so easily likable.
Oh,
and James is much funnier than you'd think from the radio show.
Is this you?
More of these. Thank you, Jodie.
This one's good. This one's from Jeff69. It says, James is brilliant. More James, please. Less Chelsea.
Wow.
Hashtag M&M World is oh, this hasn't been out yet. Anyway, thank you, Jeff69, for that.
Next episode. Where are we off to? Here we go. You will not remember.
We are off to a mystery place.
Ooh. Yeah,
a mystery place.
Any clues?
It's a mystery to me.
Yes, it is.
I don't know yet.
I told you about 10 minutes ago.
I forgot.
Yeah. It involves something that James does not like.
Oh, it's the eating one.
Oh, bloody hell. Why don't you just bloody tell him the whole thing?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to enjoy it.
James is not going to enjoy it.
We were supposed to do it last series, and I was like,
oh, I'm busy.
I can't do that time.
Yeah, but it's back.
There's no fixed time that it exists to do, but anyway.
I've put it back on the schedule, and that's what we're going to be doing for next week, so I'm very excited about that. Please, please join us then, and please tell someone about the podcast.
Ring a mate.
Ring them.
Yeah, just ring them, mate.
Write them a letter.
Write them a postcard.
Do that. Do it now. It honestly really, really helps. So please do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speak to you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.